You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with Rick Franzi and Doug Geveller.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Critical Mass, the radio show, streaming live on octalkradio.net. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 4 p.m., we bring you an interactive, one-hour show with top business thought leaders from the Orange County business community. This show is dedicated to topics about CEOs and business owners on topics that they need to know to take their business to the next level. I'm Doug Geveller. I'm going to be your host today. My business partner, Rick Franzi, is recovering from having a wisdom tooth pulled this afternoon. But here we go. The show is an extension of the CEO peer groups that my business partner, Rick, and I have been creating and facilitating for 16 years here in Orange County, California, all under the banner of Renaissance Executive Forums. These forums are an opportunity for like-minded business executives to meet and work on problems that are common to all businesses today. If you'd like to know more about CEO peer groups, check out Rick's book with the same title as the radio show, Critical Mass. It's now in its third printing, and I'd highly recommend that you add it to your reading list. You can find the book on Amazon.com. Just put in Rick Franzi under author. That's Rick, R-I-C, Franzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I, and it'll take you right to it. Well, we have two great guests on our show here today, as always. Our first guest today will be Kevin Danino of KCDPR, and Kevin will be discussing how even small businesses can benefit from public relations. You can find more information on Kevin and his firm at www.kedpr.com. Producer tells me that Kevin's standing by, ready to rock and roll, as he puts it. So, Kevin, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Well, thank you, Doug. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you with us today. So, before we get started about your firm, why don't you share with our audience a little bit about your path to your current firm?
Sure, happy to do that, Doug. I've been a born and bred public relations guy. Went to college for it, earned my degree in public communication, and have earned my stripes working for various different PR agencies and a stint on Wall Street, and then moved out to Southern California about 4 years ago, working again in the financial services industry, and really saw an opportunity for me to use my entrepreneurial desire to start a firm where I could work with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and really have a niche in that financial services arena, and thus have founded KCDPR, PR firm, in January of 2009.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about KCD.
Sure. We are a boutique public relations agency, and really what that means is we take pride in being small, and I have a handful of employees here that fall under our banner. We're a virtual agency by nature, in that we have clients nationally, but definitely a focus in Southern California, both in Orange County and in San Diego, and really tend to specialize in working with whether it's entrepreneurs or business owners that fall within that financial services umbrella, and we tend to dabble outside of that as well. My experience spans outside of financial services into consumer products, professional services, and various other industries as well.
Kevin, help me a little bit with, and help the audience with, what does a public relations firm do? You know, there's so many misconceptions. I mean, if I need a puff piece in the paper, I call a public relations firm, and that's all you guys do? I don't think that's right.
No, not at all. And that's actually a great question, Doug. And frankly, we still get that question a lot, and I'm happy to clarify that in any way I can. You know, really what a PR agency should be doing for you, and one thing that we take pride in, is really help tell your company's story. And when I say that, I mean everything down to creating your company's positioning and messaging to the external audience, whether it's shareholders, whether it's customers, or other external audiences. and really cultivating a value proposition to tell your story, and then actually putting it into action and executing on that. And that means reaching out to whether it's media, using social media, like sites like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and then utilizing the web now, which frankly has become more important than ever to tell that story. And so it really is a combination of strong writing and positioning, media relations, meaning talking on the phone with reporters on the behalf of our clients, and then a lot of internal communications work as well. So whether there's customer communications or employee communications, we're creating letters and communication on behalf of our clients to their stakeholders, and really making sure that there's a consistent theme and message coming across there. And so for some businesses, that may be to attract more customers to them. And so we're making sure that those goals are in mind when doing any of our PR activities.
Okay, very helpful. I've got some more questions, but first, before we get to that, let me ask you sort of my favorite question that I ask all of our guests, and we've gotten a different answer almost every time, is what have you learned through your business experience that really helps or guides you in leading your company today?
You know, I've learned so much, I would say, in the last year and a half, being a small business owner and really running a business. And I think the main thing would really fall under the umbrella of learning to control the growth of your firm. And when I say that, I mean that, you know, everyone has aspirations to run this highly successful, very profitable organization. But you need to have goals in mind in terms of how do you want to structure your firm? What's your business plan like? Do you want to work 90-hour weeks, or do you want to work, a 40-hour week? And so, I've really found that by having a set goal and knowing that in our case we wanted to be a boutique PR agency and have a limited set of clients and a particular expertise, I found that that was very resourceful, knowing up front and working towards that goal. Because one thing that a lot of entrepreneurs try to do is they try to be the jack of all trades, and they try to do one thing for everyone. And I've learned that I'm very happy being in a niche and staying in that and specializing in that one particular area.
Great answer, Kevin. So if I understand it right, and let me just sort of do a follow-up on that, I mean, what you're telling me is, you know, you think one of the keys to your business success is really having a plan and having goals and being clear about where it is you want to grow, go, so that your growth is controlled growth, and so that you've identified clearly who your customers are. Is that right?
Without a doubt. And I mean, and that even goes down to creating a business plan for your company when starting out, and knowing what the possible pitfalls could be. And, you know, frankly, I couldn't do what I've done without the help of the various people that I used on my board of directors and special advisors that had expertise in the financial and legal industry to really help me get going. But I think that plan without a doubt is, you know, numero uno. And being able to execute on that and work towards a common goal, I think, is also important. You need to have, whether it's quarterly goals or annual goals, you need to have something that you're working towards, or else you're going to get bogged down, it seems.
Okay. Kevin, talk to the audience a little bit about a current unresolved challenge that you're facing today. I mean, no matter how well things are going, we've always got challenges, problems, issues that we're dealing with. What's number one on your list these days?
You know, it's an ongoing challenge, and I think a lot of your listeners could relate to this. And it really comes back to the economic environment. There are a large portion of people, whether it's small business owners or large businesses, that look at public relations and marketing, and we can even throw advertising into the mix as particular tactics that tend to be cut or not thought about during an economic downturn. And that's something that we definitely face on a daily basis, and have probably seen it the last few years. and really, I should say that while it's unresolved, I think that we have a group of clients that we feel that we've resolved that situation with, and that, I mean, that the company or the executive that decides to invest in a PR marketing plan in a particular time when a lot of businesses are pulling back, it presents a huge opportunity for them to really gain market share. And, you know, I think that that cannot be stressed enough that, in particular, if you're in a very competitive industry or marketplace, working with a PR agency such as ours can really help determine that strategy for you and help put you over the top and gain market share. And that's something that I think that many of our existing clients could speak to as well, and would say that that's one of the reasons why they're happy that they've decided to partner with us.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about some of the ways in you know, some questions that really your answers can help some of our listeners out there today. And, you know, one thing that we always get from business owners is, do they really need some sort of communications strategy or some plan of implementing a communications plan? You want to speak to that for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Without a doubt, I mean, you really need, just when I talked about having a business plan and knowing where your business's goals are heading, you really want to have a communication plan that talks to how to really hit and approach a lot of your business's goals. And so that's something as simple as really determining what your company's value proposition will be and how you will communicate to your customers or shareholders or vendors even, or employees. And so, you know, in this world right now, perception is reality. And a lot of companies, while they might have the best product in the world or think that they have the best product in the world, their perception of what their product is from their customers is just as important, and being able to have a plan and execute on it. And so, you know, that can mean, how are you communicating to your clients? Are you issuing press releases? Are you utilizing your website? And you know, nowadays, having a blog or using social media like your Facebook page or Twitter can frankly be a better way to reach your clients than your old traditional media. And when I say traditional, meaning a newspaper or magazine. Because, Doug, as you know, with this economy, the size of magazines and newspapers are shrinking, and with that comes less reporters on their beat, and less people to help tell your story. And so, really, using the web as a vehicle is something that we've preached to our clients and people we talk to about having a web strategy in place as well.
You know, Kevin, one of the things that I've observed sort of from the outside that I'd like to get your take on is that, you know, if I look back at years past, public relations, communication strategies were sort of one-way dialogues. We put information in the paper, the magazine, wherever, and that was it. But today, with the Internet and websites and blogs and all of the social media sites, all of a sudden, it's become more interactive. How does that impact what you do for your clients?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, and that's a great point, Doug, I mean, when in the last even 4 or 5 years have you really been able to tap into your clients or your customers to know what they're thinking, and what better vehicle now to use, whether it's social media or a blog, to really know the pulse of your clients and what they're thinking? And so, you know, I can't stress enough that, you know, if you're in a business where feedback from your clients is crucial, it is gold in terms of having a blog or having an interactive website where you can receive instant feedback from clients on a particular, whether it's a product launch or sales strategy, and being able to tap into that and improve your processes and or products as well to help move things along. And so I completely agree with you. I've seen things change for the better in that regard. But with that, there definitely comes some pitfalls too. And I should say that, you know, there needs to be a little bit more policing on your part of those various outlets as well, whether it's social media or a blog, and making sure that the content and message is, you know, of you know, of what your company messaging is. And so working with someone like our firm, we're really on top of all that information for a client and can do that.
So, Kevin, what is the role that you play? I mean, you know, what I hear from so many small business owners is they're not disputing that social media is a great way to go, and you could tap into the clients and you could get some valuable feedback. But the next thing I hear them say is, but I can't do that. I don't have the time to do that. I don't know how to do that. I'm not comfortable doing that. What role does your firm play with that issue with your clients?
And those are two things that we love doing and we love to hear, and that we definitely have the time to do it, and we know what we're doing as well, and can take that off of an executive's plate as well. And so what we really do is help manage and facilitate a lot of those processes on behalf of a client. And so we would almost refer to ourselves as an admin assistant, a chief marketing director, and a publicist all under one hat, and really being able to take that burden off of a client and let them focus on growing their business and let us focus on telling their story to the outside world and managing their reputation, whether it's via a blog, using social media sites, or just through various press interactions. A lot of times we'll bring clients out on the road to talk to a local reporter or to tell a story, or to write press releases for them, and the client is more or less just signing off on things and letting us run the show, so to speak. And so that's a good relationship with a PR agency or a PR firm. That's how the dynamic should work in terms of, you know, the client is interacting with us, helping us out with some ideas, but then we're going out there and executing and reporting back results to them and letting them focus on growing their business and working with their customers.
Great point. Really, it really is, and I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, it's always kind of amazed me. In the old days, you wouldn't think as a business owner of meeting with reporters to be interviewed without input from your PR firm, but yet here we are today with the internet, communicating with customers constantly without any help at all, and for many of us that's not our expertise. So the fact that your firm not only sets up the program and helps the client firm determine what they need, but actually can help administer and manage that is probably a big help to your clients.
It is a huge help, and you know, and we don't throw our clients to the wolves either. If we're scheduling time with a reporter or on a show, you know, we're definitely coaching our clients and helping them sit through that, whether it's an interview or a discussion, and making sure that they're on message as well. And so I know there's a lot of fear from business owners as well when it comes to talking to the media or talking to a reporter. And we definitely help alleviate that fear with a lot of our clients by whether it's coaching or training them before and after interviews and giving them constructive feedback on how to improve their experience going forward as well.
Okay. You know, I wanted to ask you, what's something exciting that you're working on today that you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, you know, all kinds of exciting things, but you know, the one area I mentioned before about customer interactions and customer experiences and the whole blog areas, we're working with a client who has a very eclectic, interesting group of clients, and they decided instead of having a blog that talks about themselves and their own business, why don't we have a blog on our website that really talks about our customers and the unique charities and involvement that they're contributing to? And so it's really exciting partnering with my client and learning about all the great work that their customers are doing and all of the charitable work that they're involved in. And you know, it's really been something that was almost a grassroots campaign that we were putting on their website, and now they're being inundated with phone calls from both existing clients and prospects about how interesting the concept was and how can they be involved in certain charities. And so, you know, that's something that not only we're helping our client out and helping them build rapport, but, you know, sort of get that warm feeling as well that you're, you know, doing something where they're helping the community as well. And so you know, that's an example of a, you know, of something exciting we're working on. And I would say that this client in particular, if you ask them what Facebook or Twitter was, even 6 months ago, you know, they'd laugh and tell you they're crazy and that they didn't want to use anything like that. And so it's funny now that, you know, we've got believers and, you know, they're out there tweeting all the time and want to, thinking of new ways to promote their business. And really that's what it's all about.
So, Kevin, in, you know, you've mentioned a blog a number of times. What really is the purpose of a blog? I mean, is it the same purpose for every client, or is there some overriding kind of reason to have a blog?
What it really is it becomes an avenue for your company to really exude their personality and communicate that out there. And I'll use the example of a financial services firm. Just because a lot of our clients fall under that umbrella. And what it really does is it allows you to veer off course a little bit and give the personal side of your company besides the dollars and cents and how a firm can help provide investment expertise. It's really the caring, warm, and fuzzy point that maybe you couldn't get across in a TV interview or in a story where it's going to be controlled by someone else. And I think control really is the key to this, and that you're able to control the message of what you want to communicate and do it in a method that's going to really resonate well with your clients. And so, it varies by industry. Financial could be in that realm, but I'm just thinking if you have any sort of product, what better way to take pictures of your product and showcase it on a blog and have people comment on what they like, what they don't like, to help make the product better.
Okay, so besides using a blog as a way of talking about your or educating your clients or potential clients about your services or product, what I hear you saying that's really key is it also makes you more human. It creates a feeling that they know you better, which, of course, we all know that we tend to buy or sell to people that we like more so than people that we don't know.
It's exactly right, Doug. And I mentioned earlier in the interview about how perception is reality, and you know you really want your clients sort of have their decision made up when they have that perception of being, do they want to do business with you? And you know if they have the choice of 20 widget companies, and every widget company has their own website and sort of the same look and feel. You know, but one might have a personal angle to it where, you know, the various executives are shown to have a heart or in terms of being involved in the community and caring about their customers. Sometimes that could be the difference between why a customer does business with you and why they don't. And so I would advocate to any business owner, you know, do not be afraid to really showcase the personal side to your business as well, whether it's charitable involvement, you know, your personal interest in a local organization, by all means, take charge and communicate that.
Okay, good. Kevin, how about a painful business lesson that you've had in your career? Anything that you want to share with our listeners that they might benefit from?
You know, I touched on it a little bit before, Doug, and it really has to do with when I first got started out as an entrepreneur and starting KCDPR. I really wanted to, you're really sort of focused on growth trajectory and growing as fast as possible. And while I couldn't complain, business was coming in really quickly. The painful lesson that I had to do was I had to learn how to say no sometimes to a client where perhaps they weren't a fit, and being able to maybe refer business over to other people that I had met in my network. And so, you know, you need to make that decision up front along with your plan, business plan, in terms of what type of business do you want to be and how big and or small do you want to be and stick to it. And, had a little bump in the road in the beginning, but, you know, have stayed firm in my belief that we want to definitely stay a boutique PR firm and, and work with people that are just as excited about working with public relations than we are. And so I've found that to have positive results since then.
Great lesson. Thank you for sharing it with us. Well, look, as we get close to wrapping up here, is there anything else about you or your firm we haven't talked about here that you'd like to share with the audience?
The one thing I would say, I think you our website address was www.kcdpr.com. I think we were a letter off in the intro there, and I invite anyone to visit the site and take a look at a lot of the work we've done for our clients. We tend to post a lot of our results for clients on our Facebook page as well. And I think you've hit it for the most part, Doug. And really excited about the opportunity and appreciate it.
Great, Kevin. We really appreciate you being with us today. And if I got that wrong, I certainly apologize. Let me give it once more, because that's probably the best way for people to get in touch with you is through your website, which gives them all kinds of other contact information. But for the audience, it's www.kcdpr.com. So, Kevin, thanks a lot for being with us today. We wish you continued success in your firm.
Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for the opportunity, and hope we can do this again.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Well, that was a great interview that we had with Kevin there, and we've had some technical difficulties. I'm sorry our next guest isn't going to be able to join us, but before we sign off here, let me just share a couple of things with you. You know, I want to make sure we talk about our CEO peer groups all the time here on the show. And, of course, Rick and I are both big believers in that. We've been doing it, like I've said, for 16 years here in Orange County. And we have serviced literally hundreds of CEOs and business owners that have been through our program and have received significant benefit in growing their firm and also in many personal ways, too, just through being part of a peer group with other executives in an environment on a monthly basis that's totally secure and confidential, and where the bottom line is, how can we help each other? So that's really our primary program. But, you know, I want to be sure to mention to you that in addition to that, we also offer executive coaching services and employee development programs. I have been coaching clients and CEOs in Orange County for about 10 years now. I'm a master certified coach. Past president of the Orange County chapter of the International Coach Federation, and frankly a big believer in seeing coaching make a huge difference. Coaching is not just for people that are in trouble, but coaching is even for people that are at the top of their game and want to stay there, want to continue to get better. So anything we can do with you to help you or your direct reports in the area of coaching, we'd love to be able to talk to you. We also offer strategic planning and succession planning services. And you can find out more about our coaching by visiting our website, www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. That's criticalmassforbusiness.com. It's been a pleasure having you today. We've had a short week here with Memorial Day week. We were dark on Tuesday, but Rick had some really fascinating guests yesterday on the show. If you didn't listen to it live, be sure to catch it on iTunes or go to octalkradio.net, and you can look it up there or go to our website, Critical Mass for Business. You'll find it somewhere out there on the Internet. We try not to hide from you, but they've been really interesting shows. It's been a short but just great week, and be sure to stay tuned and look for our email from you next Tuesday announcing our program for next week. And if you aren't on our email list, hey, drop us a line and let us know. You can contact me personally, and I'll put you on the list. That's D. Gefeller, D-G-F-E-L-L-E-R, at criticalmassforbusiness.com, or just go to the Critical Mass for Business website, and you'll see the contact information. So this is Doug Gefeller thanking you for listening in today and this week and wishing you continued success in your business. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Critical Mass, only on octalkradio.net.